9:06 on your Saturday morning. Welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. I'm Chad Baker. Tried to connect with Coach this morning. Do not know where he's at. Almost like a student, no call, no show, truant. They have to send someone after him, fly down, hop in a boat, go across, do a search. He didn't tell me one way or the other what was going to go on, so I don't know. Hopefully he'll pop up here and we'll keep an eye on it. Big week in sports. We are there again, fulfilling our transition from fall to winter sports with ease. Got a lot to talk about from last weekend, including not the least of which is championship hardware coming home to Sista Park. A big win for them last weekend. We'll dive into that. We've got some stories developing in girls' high school basketball of kind of where certain seasons are going. Talk a little bit about that in that segment coming up. We got some boys wrestling. Got Banks of the Wabash last night. Some fun stuff there. High school football today. We've got a couple teams left here in the area, in the region, I should say. I'll stay in there. And then boys high school basketball this upcoming week. Now, programming note, we won't be here next Saturday. Taking the full Thanksgiving weekend off, we will have a Christmas program, Prairie Christmas, which is 24 hours of holiday music and stories and tales and whatnot. So that's going to be taking up our time next Saturday here on WITY. So enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving with your family and a great long Thanksgiving weekend. And even though there's a lot of tournament action, we'll go through all of that the following week when we return on December 6th with another edition of Saturday Sports Connection there. So we got a lot of other items to talk about this week, too. We'll dive into all that as we move along here. I want to thank our sponsors for supporting your sports here on WITY and specifically the Saturday Sports Connection. They are our presenting sponsor, ServPro of Vermilion County. ServPro like it never even happened. Our good friends at UHAS Diagnostics, they are at exit 210. Follow that back into towards Danville on route 150 to the four-way stop at Henning Road. Hop on down to that frontage road and then backtrack for your newest Napa Auto and Heavy Truck Duty or Truck Care Center, Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. It's a lot to say, and by all means, I have none of this written down every week, so it all comes off the top of the head. I'll get it eventually here. But yeah, UHAS Diagnostics for all of your automobile needs. They even work on golf carts, so get your golf car in there and get it tuned up at UHAS Diagnostics Center. Whether it's small or big, they can do it. Our good friends over at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best Mexican dining, visit El Toro of Danville. Country financial agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. The East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest coming back around the corner here as wrestling season's starting to fire up. He'll have his coming back on December 6th. We anticipate Dustin rejoining us here this year and talking with all the wrestling coaches and athletes and specialists here in the area. We have our good friends at Latos Hardware in Westville for all those hard-to-find items, especially for the holidays. Visit Latos Hardware. Make sure you say hi to Fifi and our good friends at OSF Healthcare. Visit osfhealthcare.org from urgent care and convenient care, primary care, all the way up to cancer and specialized care here in Danville and Vermilion County area. For your providers, check out osfhealthcare.org. So big thanks to all those folks. Let's dive right in. High school football last weekend, IHSA quarterfinal playoffs. It was a tough one, and the Westville Tigers battled until the very end but came up short against Arthur Lovington, Atwood, and Hammond. It was a game that unlike any that they had seen this year. In fact, Questville played competitively. The Knights played competitively and matched pretty well. It was to the tune of 42-35, the Knights win. Westville, first blemish on their record this season. A job well done for Guy Goodlove's crew as they fought, they battled. And really, there again, could have had a matchup today with Moreau Forsyth. Just wasn't in the cards. And now those athletes will move on to both basketball and wrestling season here. And look forward to baseball. Definitely, because there again, a lot of those guys, baseball players, baseball, a primary sport for a few of them, as we know how well they did last summer with 210. We anticipate the baseball team around the corner to be very, very good as well. So the Knights in the Westville Tiger season 42-35, they will take on Moreau Forsyth today, which pummeled Flora 48-12, the upstart Flora team that had never had a previous win in playoff action, getting two this year out of, they were a little Illini. I don't think they're a little Illini anymore. I think they may be River to River Conference in which division, I don't know right offhand here. But Moreau Forsyth moves on. Perennial powerhouse Josh Justice and his crew will be heading to Arthur today to take on the Knights. Wilmington knocks off Tri-Valley last weekend into a 49-7, so Wilmington continues their run. In 3A, it was Unity over Williamsville 42-7. St. Joe Ogden, a big win. They start they continue their Cinderella season over Vandalia 38-24. Remember, St. Joe Ogden was a 5-4 team, needed to squeeze in there at the end. But everything started clicking at the right time for them. So it's the Spartans and the Rockets, good old-fashioned rivalry, and that is going to determine this afternoon who is going to go and play in Bloomington Normal next weekend in the IHSA Class 3A Championship. So a good one for folks that are high school fans. I anticipate there's going to be some folks that are going to be hopping on there. As Coach has joined us. Coach, how are we doing?
Oh, sorry. I was on a long distance call with some business. I'm sorry, I couldn't get to you.
I gotcha. Well, hopefully business is good.
Well, yes, this was. It's, we're headed to Mexico for a 3-on-3 FIBA tournament coming up this next week, and some things had to get, you know, some housekeeping need to get taken care of.
So. Absolutely. Well, we were just discussing the matchup today for the Unity Rockets, the St. Joe Ogden Spartans, for the right to go to the championship next weekend in Bloomington Normal. And that run that St. Joe Ogden has had, they had four losses in the season and barely squeaked in, but they've been getting hot at the right time, and they're going to face their rival with a championship opportunity on the line.
Well, if you remember last year, I think it was flip-flop. I think that St. Joe had the long winning streak and was undefeated, and Unity, kind of like what St. Joe is, they came in and defeated St. Joe, if you remember, a year ago.
Yeah. And so, but either way, you have a great rivalry. And I think even if you're not necessarily a fan of one of those particular teams, the fact that you have a high school game in the area, maybe something to go migrate, check out this afternoon. Should be good weather for it, and it's going to be an electric atmosphere. I've been seeing some of the businesses over that direction are not only decorating windows, but they're having parties today to get everybody excited for that matchup. And it's a big deal because you're going to have one of those representing the area in the 3A championship next weekend.
Very true. And that, you know, this is a long history. You can't get, from at least in Central Illinois, I don't think there's any greater football rivalry than Unity Rockets and the Spartans, at least the last probably 15, 20 years, probably.
Yeah, they do a bang-up job every time they go out. And because I think both of those programs so healthy, so successful, not just in football, but in so many other athletic clubs, you know, I mean, they do well in basketball. They do well on the diamond. Track is very solid at both schools. And so I think with the fact that both of those programs have done so well and so successful, those student bodies have done so well and so successful accomplishing championship aspirations and getting to where they need to go. You know, the product of that is now you have a rivalry that really it tips one way or the other. And there's, you know, it's always settled on the field. It's not a one-sided rivalry. You know, it may be a situation where St. Joe goes out there as a four-loss team today and knocks off a Unity team that's had a really good season. I mean, we see a little bit of that last year, too.
Well, it's what it should be. It's a great atmosphere. It's what high school sports should be about. And, I just had this conversation last week with someone. I was in a seminar with a sports performance group, and it's a little bit different than it is here than it is there. And I said, you know, it's a different world, especially when you got two schools that are in the same league and they've been going at each other with all sports, not just like you said.
Yeah.
Football, but and they're right next door to each other. I mean, they're just, I don't know, when you have that type of closeness, they all know each other, or they, you know, it's one of those that it enhances the rivalry.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's, like I said, in Central Illinois and probably even Western Indiana, I don't think there's any better football rivalry than St. Joe Ogden Spartans and the Unity Rockets.
They share, of course, the same county. Unity covering the southern part of Champaign County, the St. Joe Ogden Spartans, the eastern part, and getting in the north a little bit even. You have kind of that imaginary boundary out there that just determines, okay, your kids go to St. Joe, your kids go to Unity out there just kind of in the Sydney area, just between Sydney and St. Joe. And I tell you, there again, you see so many people getting into it. I lived in Sydney the first couple of years that I lived up here, and so everybody has the big wooden rockets on their front porch, and they get into it, you know, and it's an excitable atmosphere, and of course, everybody looking forward to that today. We switched to high school volleyball, Coach. We got gold in an area for high school volleyball. Sista Park Christ Lutheran last weekend, knocking off Stockton in the state championship 25-11, 25-14. And Josh London and his squad finally get that championship gold after a fourth place finish 2 years ago, a third place finish a year ago. And now they've got the big trophy coming home to Sista Park.
Well, they set themselves up for that. You got to give Josh credit. You know, they went out and played a 4A school, or maybe it's 5 or 6. I'm not sure. But anyway, he stepped up the schedule. And anytime you do that, you're looking for this type of situation. And I can't say this per se, but I would guess that the girls all play club volleyball together. And they're on the basketball team. So there's a lot of chemistry there. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. And Sista Park is, you know, as long as I've been alive, they've always been competitive, athletic, be it boys' sports or girls' sports. And you go all the way back 50, 60 years ago. And now that it's because of how the class system is, they've gained the fruits of their work ethic and the people they play. And, you know, and Josh has been there. I say he's been in over 15 years. So,
yeah. Yep.
And for a school that's less than 100 students.
Yeah. Yeah. And they got the little help from Christ Lutheran there as far as co-op goes. That's a small and upcoming school. And I know that there's a couple of girls that are part of that program too. And so they now transition into basketball season, already off to a hot start. They're in the championship today for the Sista Park Timberwolf tip-off. How that's went this week. You had Armstrong knocking off Clifton Central, Bishop Mack over BHRA, Central Park Christ Lutheran over St. Thomas More in Monday's action. And Tuesday you had Bishop Mack defeating St. Thomas More, DMAC over Clifton Central, Watseka Milford over Armstrong Potomac. Wednesday you had back to Sista Park, DMAC over Armstrong, Watseka Milford over Clifton Central, Sista Park Christ Lutheran over BHRA. Then on Thursday, BHRA over St. Thomas More, DMAC over Watseka Milford, Sista Park Christ Lutheran over Bishop Mack. That sets the stage for today's action. Coach, you have today you have the, there we go, St. Thomas More versus Clifton Central tipping off. In fact, that one is going on right now in that ninth place game, seventh place game, I should say. BHRA versus Armstrong Potomac in the fifth place game immediately following. Third place game will have Bishop Mack versus Watseka Milford and Sista Park Christ Lutheran and DMAC in the championship today. No rust. They're well conditioned because they just had a championship last weekend in volleyball. They go right into basketball and could find themselves with a 4-0 start with a team that also went to state last year and finished third there. So maybe there's that transition there. Don't have it in their minds. Just go out, do your business on the court, and the record will take care of itself. And I anticipate they likely will have a good long run here on the basketball court as well.
Well, I would agree with you. And I know one of the ladies is Mike Dewis's daughter, and Dewis, two of the girls played at Milford when I was the AD. So, you know, they've got some quality people on that team. If you go look at their roster, their names are synonymous with Cisna Park and in that area. So, and I think that all has something to do with anytime, and it comes down to the not only the physical part, but the mental part. They believe in themselves. And when you got people that believe in themselves and they have passion like these people do, watch out. You got a team. Well, it's a championship team. That's what it boils down to.
And some great athletes, some great girls. You know, I got a chance to interview and meet a couple of them whenever I was up for interviews a couple weeks back. When we did both the FFA interview as well as the volleyball interview, and they're just so down to earth. You know, I think there's a certain element that I think coaches want in players where, you know, just do your business. Now you can reflect and enjoy it later when the season's done, when, you know, you kind of get into some other things. And I think there was just that element whenever I talked to a couple of their athletes that they didn't, or part of it is they understand the gravity of the moment because they've been there the last couple of years. They've had those trips to state. And I think there's also a certain element where they're unfazed by it because they focus on the game itself, where they're at in the game. They don't think, oh, well, you know, it'd be nice if at the end of this game we could raise a trophy. And no, they're in the play. They're in the moment. They stay there. They stay humble. And now I think that type of mentality has been a huge part, definitely has contributed to their success.
Well, it has. And you're talking about a community, you know, and they're just not basketball players. They're in the play. They're going to be involved in other aspects, other clubs of the school. Again, when you have less than 100 students, everybody knows everybody. So,
yeah.
And sometimes that's difficult because – you know, as opposed to a Dan Bell or somebody else who's got larger population, you don't know everybody. You don't know what it's about. These people, I mean, they've grown up with each other since first grade, basically.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, there's rivalries there, and sometimes there's people are jealous of each other, and give them credit, they've all gotten past that. And not only the, like you said, not only volleyball, but also basketball.
Another tournament that's going on this week, Paris NAL tournament, both Danville Lady Vikings and the Paris Lady Tigers part of that. Danville had come out of the gate.
The wooden shoes.
And the wooden shoes, yeah, the wooden shoes at Totopolis in there as well. You had Danville coming out of the gate with a loss to Paris head-to-head, 71-22. Certainly not, you know, not anticipated there. Paris obviously on a little bit better situation, I think, as far as long-term build. Of course, the Tingleys both have done so well there, both in the Hall of Fame as far as their efforts go. But knocking off the Lady Vikings 71-22. Coach, I want to talk about, though, the resilience of the bounce-back game for the Lady Vikings. Glennie Watson's squad having an 11-point victory over Terre Haute North in that follow-up game. And then finding themselves now in a position where they were 1-1 in their bracket. They'll play today against that tough Totopolis squad while Paris takes on Alney. there's a possibility. And there again, you look at if Danville upsets the topless, you have Paris knocking off Alney. They'll meet again today in that follow-up game, possibly for the championship of the NAL tournament. So there again, I think you're seeing some things starting out with the Danville Lady Vikings where some things are clicking. I know that they've got some talent on that squad and might be a little bit better season for them.
Well, I think so. They went through that dry spell last year. I know they improved, and I know Glenn Watson. You know, he's a basketball purist. Played at Danville High School, and then later played at Lakeland Community College. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's anytime you're rebuilding a program, it takes time, and what kind of help are you getting at the lower levels? And yeah, there's so many factors in all this that to have a successful program, and I think maybe Danville's getting close to turn the corner there.
Definitely good to have some of those feeder programs buying into what you're doing, and that's exactly what Paris has had there, and some of the other schools are starting to see that as well.
I think Missy coaches the
junior high, I think, or yeah.
We had the seminar. I said, it's a system. And I said, you know, the example, there's Missy. There's one of the examples. Joe Brazos with baseball. Greg DeWolf, baseball down at Milford. They coach Brian Russell when he was coaching junior high girls basketball and the varsity basketball coach.
Yeah.
You don't think that isn't a factor? I got news for you. That is a big factor of knowing the system, the terminology, what expectations you have. Now, for the most part, anytime I've seen that, generally, and even go back, I believe, back to Sharman when I think Keith Peoples had their junior high girls, and he might have been coaching the varsity girls also. So I just think that when you do that, you have a greater feel for what's going on with the kids and time element and practice and all those things. When kids know exactly what you expect, but okay, we're going to do shell. This is what we're going to do. Coach, we've been doing this since sixth grade.
Yeah.
And they're just going to get better and better at it. And I'm sorry, in all sports, and I do these not just basketball, but repetition is the mother of success. And if you don't have that foundation, and now again, you're to be coaches that don't adhere to that, then it can be, you may not get the full potential, but most of the time they're grounded in strict fundamentals and they do it over and over and over again. And that's how you have confidence, and that's how you get better.
So important. Fisher Bunny tip-off also going on this week. You had wins for Iroquois West over Fisher. They had Iroquois West had come up short against Unity prior to that. You had other games, GCMS over Iroquois West, Unity over Tri-Point, Fisher over Unity this week. And I think that one might be wrapped up. I think that one wrapped up yesterday. At least for the local teams that are involved with it, Iroquois West losing to Tri-Point 45-41. Then you had the Banks of the Wabash last weekend for girls basketball. Consolation, it was North Vermilion over South Vermilion 51-5. Park Heritage wins the championship over Riverton Park 30-27. You had a big week for Heritage, knocking off Westville and Georgetown Ridge Farm in girls basketball. So Brad Wilson's squad 2-0, sitting pretty good here to start the season. And that should probably get a little bit of a spotlight on it too, as that was a rough and tumble program. And slowly and surely, you're seeing that build for a small school. We talk about small school in Sista Park, small school in Heritage, getting some success here together. And I'm sure that they feel pretty good about what they ran into this week. And having a double-digit win over Westville and double-digit win over Brad Russell's squad there at Georgetown. Speaking of the Russells, Salt Fork comes out with pair of victories this week as well. Monticello and Villa Grove, the victims there. Last night's action, Okaw Valley over Chrisman 51-39. We talked about that. Iroquois West lost to Tri-Point, and then Benton Central over West Lafayette at the McCutcheon IU Hoops Classic 52-43. Today You've got, we mentioned the Sista Park Timberwolf tip-off games already, Paris NAL games we talked about, Oakwood Comet Classic gets underway, Heritage Hoopston Area, Rantoul, Tri-County, and Covington all part of that. Yeah, PBL at El Paso Gridley, Seeger at Salt Fork Interstate Paddle there, McCutcheon versus Benton Central, the IU Hoops Classic for the championship there, North Vermilion over Terre Haute, or at Terre Haute South today, and South Vermilion hosting Washington Catholic. As I mentioned this week, a Comet Classic continuing on. Actually, a little lighter girls basketball schedule this upcoming week with Thanksgiving being in there. Crispin and Palestine, Hudsonville, Oblong, PBL at Christ, Sister Park, Christ Lutheran, Ridgeview at Iroquois West, St. Joe Ogden, Clifton Central, Unity at Leroy, Villa Grove at Urbana Uni High, Attica at North Newton. You have that matchup between St. Joe Ogden and BHRA, good girls matchup there. And then Mantino at Iroquois West, Salt Fork at Fisher, North Montgomery at Fountain Central Park, Heritage at Paris, Lafayette Chef at Seeger, Tri-Point at Watsika Milford, and PBL involved at the Calvary Christian Thanksgiving Tournament. We're up against ABC Sports World Coach. We'll come back. We'll have Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare with sports news you can use, sports and wellness edition, or health news you can use, I should say. We'll dive into boys high school hoops, boys and girls wrestling. We've got some DAC sports to talk about, a whole bunch of other stuff. When the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County.
I'm Jim Basquiat. Let's tip it off with NBA Cup play, Western Conference leaders.
We got less than a minute to go in the game. Denver leads it by two. This could be the first nail in the coffin if Denver scores a bucket here. Murray goes to the left hand. You got to score. Gets down the lane. Leans in. Got it! Yes! Denver leads it 105-101 with 46 seconds to go. Might be the game winner for Jamal Murray.
And it was Altitude Radio Network. Murray 26, Nikola Jokic 34, fell one assist shy of a triple-double as the Nuggets beat the Rockets 112-109. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander 31 points. Oklahoma City went on a 33-4 run. Defending champs route the Jazz 144-112. They've lost just one game this season, riding an 8-game winning streak. Nick Claxton, first triple-double of his NBA career. Michael Porter Jr., 33. The Nets win in Boston. Donovan Mitchell, 32. Cleveland, 120-109 over the Pacers. He'd roll the Bulls 143-107. Raptors become the first team to reach the NBA Cup quarterfinals. They topped the Wizards 140-110. Washington's lost 13 straight. Cooper Flagg 29. Dallas beats New Orleans 118-115. And Colin Gillespie, the go-ahead jumper with 6.4 on the clock. Suns stun the Wolves 114-113. While the Blazers beat the Warriors on the road for the first time since January 1st of 2021. 127-123. To the college game, and Oscar Clough had 15 points, 15 boards. Top-ranked Purdue remained unbeaten, 86-56 over number 15 Texas Tech. Oh, while another rank versus ranked had Richie Saunders hitting 5-3, scoring 26. Ninth-ranked BYU passed 23rd-ranked Wisconsin. That final, 98-70. And from the women's game, AZ Fudd 31, UConn takes Michigan.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped good RX and saw the light.
She could get a deal, but telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest.
Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermillionCounty.com.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Honey, I'm leaving to run those errands.
Hey, would you mind dropping by the pharmacy too? My doctor switched my cholesterol medication.
Oh, sure. I'm glad he's looking out for you.
Through all life stages, you can count on your OSF Healthcare primary care provider. They can handle everything from school physicals to annual wellness visits to managing chronic conditions and more. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Welcome back, Saturday Sports Connection, presented by Surf Pro Vermilion County on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Chad and Coach back with you. Time to check in with Tim Dittman, OSF Healthcare, health news you can use, sports and wellness edition.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is healthcare news you can use, sports and wellness edition. You might not want to think about it, but if you're attending a sports game this winter, especially kids' sports, you need to be prepared if someone suffers a serious medical event like cardiac arrest. One, you should know hands-only CPR. First responder groups in your area might offer a class, but you don't necessarily need one. Just remember, call 911, then push hard and fast on the center of the person's chest at 100 to 120 beats per minute. Do that until help arrives. 100 to 120 is fittingly the beat of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Two, know where the AED is at your gym. AEDs are another tactic that are not hard to use, says OSF pediatric wellness specialist Jordan Meeks.
It gives you step-by-step instructions on what to do. It's going to tell you when you need to stay clear of the patient, so don't touch them. It will analyze the heart's rhythm to see, is it beating regularly and it's okay? Is it beating irregularly or is it not beating at all? And then it will provide instructions on whether to deliver a shock. And if it does that, then it tells you to, and there's a light on it that lights up that tells you to press the button. You press that button, it will deliver the shock, and then it will tell you to start CPR.
Three, download the free Pulse Point app for your smartphone. This can alert you if someone nearby needs a CPR. And lastly, if it's a serious medical issue, get to the hospital in an ambulance, not your own car. It might be tempting to do the latter, but think about it. If you're hurt or having a heart event, can you really drive safely? OSF ER physician in Urbana, Kurt Bloomstrand.
Ambulances and our pre-hospital providers are equipped and trained to deal with these emergencies. We can deal with these emergencies at your home or wherever you call 911 at. We're bringing the equipment from literally the ER to you so we can get that treatment done even sooner and bring you the life-saving treatment and medications immediately. The problem is if you drive yourself, there's no way to monitor you. There's no way to treat you if something happens. It's your emergency, right? We are there 24/7 to help you and assist in your emergency. If you feel like you're having an emergency, you need to call 911 and we can come and evaluate you. Please don't feel like you are burdening the ambulance system. We deal with this day in and day out. We're trained to handle these emergencies and are equipped to handle these emergencies.
That's healthcare news you can use, sports and wellness edition. For a podcast of these programs, visit WYTYradio.com. For more on OSF, visit OSFhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.
A big thanks to Tim Dittman for bringing us another edition of OSF Healthcare Health News You Can Use, sports and wellness edition there. Coach, turning our transition over to high school boys basketball, we're in scrimmage phase at least through today, and then we get some real stuff happening here this upcoming week.
Well, you know, high school basketball, I like what Indiana does. They got scrimmage games. That means that you can play those kids and look at who you got. It's kind of like what the junior colleges do. And Illinois just started their practice this last week, so they're down to trying to figure it out. And then they start play. Actually started a week ago, but they start their games starting Monday.
Yeah, yep. So you had in the scrimmages here, you had, I believe, Thursday night, Fountain Central at Lafayette Central Catholic, Seagard, West Vigo, South Vermillion got together with Cascade. Today, all the rest of them, Attic, have Pioneer, Clinton Prairie, Benton Central, South Putt, and North Vermillion, North Montgomery, and Park Heritage. Then that sets the stage for this week. Tri-County Turkey Tournament getting underway. Oakwood and Villa Grove, Hudsonville, Palestine, and Judah, and Chrisman and Tri-County. GCMS Tournament for boys this week. Armstrong, Potomac, Hoopston area, Iroquois West, all part of that. Schlarman Topper Classic featuring the host team, Covington, Paris, and BHRA. Danville will be at the Lincoln Invite. Heritage at the Cerro Gordo Bement Thanksgiving Tournament. Rantoul taking part in the St. Anthony Thanksgiving Invite. That one always a fun one, a great atmosphere down at the Enloe Center. Georgetown will host Martinsville, Seager at Crawfordsville. You've got some stray games this week. Westville will host North Vermillion. Fountain Central entertains North Montgomery. Benton Central at Frontier. You have Clifton Central at Sista Park. Danville at Centennial. PBL at Tuscola. Watsika at South Newton. Later in the week, Park Heritage hosts West Vigo, Seager at Lafayette Central Catholic. And then next weekend, Georgetown Ridge Farm at Neoga Tournament. That will be both for both boys and girls. They do some boys games, some boys sessions, girls sessions, and it's the same four teams, if I'm not mistaken. I think Neoga, Georgetown, I want to say Cisney is part of that from down there in the area of Fairfield. And then the fourth team is a distant memory right now as far as where my mind's at. So, but they usually get and if I'm not mistaken, I think three of the four are both boys and girls. I think they get a I don't know that they have it locked in boys girls for the other teams involved. So that's where the boys are for this week. Boys wrestling kind of getting underway here, kind of a slow fade-in start. Seeker and Riverton Park this past week was canceled. Today, last night, you had Banks of the Wabash take place. South Vermillion bringing home the trophy again this year. I think that's their third year in a row. They go 3-0. They knocked off Riverton Park 51-27, North Vermillion 60-17, and Park Heritage 54-30. Park Heritage was the runner-up. They had knocked off North Vermillion 48-36 and Riverton Park 47-30. The head-to-head between Riverton Park and North Vermillion goes to RP. They knocked off the Cats 54-18. So that's where boys wrestling is from the start. Today, the Rossville Hornet invite for Attica. Benton Central, Fountain Central, Seager all head to the Delphi Mike Atwood Memorial invite. Covington's at the Cloverdale Dave Kiley duels and Park Heritage at the Jasper invite. Light slate this week, you have Normal at Clifton Central, Iroquois West on the Illinois side. Normal West will host Centennial and St. Joe Ogden. Oakwood Salt Fork is going to be at the Marmion Wrestling Invite this week. Fountain Central hosts North Montgomery and Seager's at Terre Haute South JV. In girls action last week in Highland Girls Tournament, did not get complete results for that, but Seager placed 6th, Benton Central 7th, and Attica 12th. Logan Sport Invite host team wins that one. Covington participated but did not have a team score. I think they just got a couple girls out this year. And then the Purdue Poly invite last weekend, Riverton Park placed 13th, Park Heritage 14th. Eight-way duels for girls wrestling was canceled due to them not having, I think they had a conflict with the schedule and having the gym booked for another sporting event. Nobody took on the host duties. He had Fountain Central over Crawfordsville, 48-12. Benton Central knocks off South Newton and Faith Christian. No scores reported there. Park Heritage, a winner over Greencastle, 35-18. Owen Valley over South Vermillion, 53-16. Benton Central over Rensselaer, 54-24. Girls wrestling today. You've got the Clinton Prairie Girls Open for Seeger, Fountain Central, Benton Central, and Attica. Park Heritage at Jasper Invite. And Riverton Park at the Mooresville Girls Team Duels. And then the Manuka Girls Tournament this week is Clifton Central, Iroquois West part of that. Benton Central hosts Tri-County and Fountain Central entertaining North Montgomery. So lots of events happening. I talked a little bit about it last week in our episode where the girls wrestling still getting built up. We've established a state tournament. We've established that teams are going to happen. Now it's just about populating those teams with athletes to where you can have some dual meets, some team effort there. But right now, I think for a lot of these programs, if you got two or three girls that are willing and able to go out and compete, and they may not really think of it in the moment, but these are pioneers. These are the folks that are setting the course, and I don't think you want to understate what their role in history is here as far as high school sports in the area of what they're doing.
Well, yeah, I think anytime it's like girls flag football, I think this is the second year, going to go on third year next year. It just takes time. I don't think you can just all of a sudden start a sport that has not been competitive.
Sure.
And all of a sudden it's going to, look what has happened with eight-man football. And it's taken time. And eventually now you got 30-some schools involved. And I think you're probably going to see more as time goes on. But I think it's one of those that's really taken on from the standpoint of enthusiasm, and it's a faster type game, and et cetera, et cetera. So I think you're going to see more than that. I'll be honest with you. I really thought about talking to HSA and say, why don't we go to 3-on-3 basketball? Because it's an Olympic event. And I wasn't sold on it when I started doing it here, but as time went on, how the rules were set, be perfect for schools are struggling to fill rosters and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, four people on a roster, and you play the 10-minute games or 21 points. You could go to a place and play three games, and kids are, you only got four people on the thing, and really they're set up where you can't coach.
Yeah.
You could do your coaching ahead of time, and now it's very intense. So I'm not against any of that as long as there's the right coaching and participation. We need to have that.
That we do, and it seems like the couple of meets I've been to, it seems like some of the media that I see online, these girls are having fun. They're out there, they're enjoying it, and it's exciting because I think there's a little bit of a turnoff, I think, with whenever you have competition like that, where in a sense it's battle, but at the same time, it's a strength battle. I don't think the competition really is any different than any other sports, and certainly there's some downside to it. You do have some of the skin conditions out there, and that can definitely deter any progress a student makes. They want to make sure that they are staying healthy first, and that they're doing the right thing, and it's a lot to learn, especially if it's not something that you've been a part of. And certainly there's wrestling camps. Certainly there's some travel wrestling out there that youth can get involved in at from an early age. And I think now that you've got an end goal where you have a high school program where you can go and do that, that's great too. Coach, we got to move on here to bowling. Last weekend, Collinsville, the Kyer tournament, Freeburg a winner, and the Copper Division, Pupston area, nice runner up there. They were just 43 pins back of the winner in that copper bracket. They divided up between gold, silver, and copper divisions there because they have so many teams. Danville would knock off Kankakee 2-1. They are all back in action this upcoming. In fact, I don't think they are back in action this week. I think they don't have anything until after Thanksgiving, neither Danville or Hopeston area, according to their schedules. So there's that. In DAC sports this week, men's college hoops. Coach, you had Danville over Lincoln Trails 66-56.
That's a a good win for Danville because they don't play very many Division I teams now because of certain rule aspirations that, that come from the NJCA. And Lincoln Trail is a Division I. It's not maybe the top elite one in Division I basketball, but what I've seen, I believe Ren Light beat Johnny Logan and Parkland beat somebody at the Division I level. And I've seen Kirkwood, who was at one time one of the top teams in Division II basketball, beat Moberly, who's a Division I team that I saw beat my good friend Jay Harrington, Southwestern Community College team. So that gap between one and two is not very big.
Yeah, yeah. They will host Glen Oaks today, and they'll be hosting Lakeland, as you mentioned, Lakeland. That'll be coming up this week.
And Lakeland just barely beat Glen Oaks, and there's a young man, Jackson Rigdon, that plays for Lakeland that's from the Paris area. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting. I watched a little bit of the video this morning early.
There you go. There you go. Women's hoops having some struggles, playing some tough competition out there. It was Lake County over Danville, 71-62. Vincennes over Danville, 73-71. The ladies back in action today. They go down to Robinson, take on Lincoln Trail there. Coach, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll dive into all the other stuff for the week. Well, the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by ServPro of Vermilion County.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermilionCounty.com.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Here's something to put more sizzle in your holidays from Latos Hardware. Check out their new lines of high-quality Pizzelli irons. What's a Pizzelli? It's like a Belgian waffle or cookie that you make yourself using one of these innovative electric irons from Latos. Like the Model 1000, designed to make a delicious, crispy, high-rib Pizzelli in practically no time at all. Your guests will be clamoring for more, and what a great gift idea. Pizzelli irons from Latos Hardware, 147 State Street in downtown Westville.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by ServPro Vermilion County. Chad and Coach wrapping it up here this week. I forgot to mention in the DAC sports, the ladies were in action last night. They knocked off Olney Central 86-79. So
again, Olney Central's a Division I women's program.
Mm-hmm. Nice facilities down there in Olney. You know, for a town that size, they've got a nice little community college situation there.
The Blue Knights.
That they are. Other sports for the week, congratulations. And even though it's probably a little bit of a melancholy, kind of a sentimental type of situation there at Danville High School. We're bringing Megan Mattingly back into the fold. She is going to be the new Danville High School athletic director. She will be succeeding the late Gary Gritton. And Megan, if it sounds familiar, like Megan just had a new job. She just was hired this summer as the director of operations for Illini softball, but now going to come home, and she is going to be the athletic director there, 2017 graduate, multi-sport athlete. So congrats to her. DAC Golf fundraiser, Terry French. Hey, they're almost to their goal. Folks can help raise money for their program. They their fundraiser goal is $3,000. They're at $2,600. Make sure that you go. You can check that out and donate to help the golf program at DAC hit their vital needs for helping their travel, their meals, their gear, whatnot. This has been a pretty successful way of doing it here the last couple of years for that program. But they are looking to see if we can get some donors to do that. A BBC All-Conference Volleyball, congratulations. We'll go through this here really quick. First team, Assista Parks, Christ Lutheran's Addison List, Josie Newcomb, Sophia Dewis, Maddie Marcotte, all part of that. BHRA's Reese McFarland. You have Westville's Madeline Doggett. You have her teammates, Lainey Wichtowski. The trio from Watsika, Noelle Schrader, Theron Rigsby, and Krista Holohan. Georgetown's Miley Ellis and Armstrong's Tinley Parkerson. On second team, Georgetown's Ruby Ray Frazier Sewell, Sista Parks' Ellis Schluter, Armstrong's Isabel Bullington, Salt Fork's Rain Pitlick, Watsika's Gabby Cole, and Westville's Carly Miller. On the honorable mention, Armstrong's Carly Grant, Daylin Zoyer with Westville, Leah Phipps of Chrisman, Mallory Brines of BHRA, Avery Pufall of Watsika, Milford's Cameron Muling, Oakwood's Sophia Hart, Georgetown's Hadley Hayes, Salt Fork's Maya Smith, Hoopston Area's Abby Steiner, Izzy Bogan of Schlarman, Kendall Newcomb of Sista Park, and Felicity Leonard of Iroquois West. Congratulations on all those honors. And we've got Benton Central, a pair of, you have, let's see here, a pair of standout seniors, Callie Foster and Bella Widmer, signing national letters of intent to continue their academic and athletic careers at the NCAA Division I level. Callie Foster heading to Western Kentucky to continue her volleyball career and her education. Bella Widmer going to Texas El Paso, UTEP. Great colors. Great colors and, of course, hot weather, especially in the summertime out there in El Paso. So
Coach, right on the border, and if you remember, well, you know the movie that was.
Texas Western, the Glory Road. Great movie. Underrated movie. I know everybody loves Hoosiers. Everybody loves talking about Hoosiers, but Glory Road is magnificent.
It is, and again, any of those type of movies, the time frames are a little bit diluted, but
yeah.
It's same like Remember the Titans. I think you're talking about great sports movies.
If I'm not mistaken, wasn't John Voight Adolph Rupp in that movie? I may have to double check.
I'll tell you who was in it. The real head coach of Texas El Paso was in it. He was the they pulled up for gas and he put gas in the gas tank. So
cool. It was what Don Haskins, right?
Don Haskins, yeah.
Great movie.
The Bear. Well, yeah, and I'll tell you, here's the connection. Greg Davis, probably one of the best players to ever play in Danville, played at Texas El Paso.
Oh, very cool, very cool. All right, Coach, we got to wrap up this week. We'll have the Saturday Sports Connection coming back in 2 weeks. Thanksgiving weekend, happy Thanksgiving to you next week. And we will be back on December 6th with more Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
WITY Danville.